Before we get you all plugged in and rooted here in Las Vegas, I want to know more about what was your father, came for a divorce and he loved it. What kept him here?
He just loved the whole area. He loved what he was doing. He had the, well, he started in the jewelry store and then went into the pawn shop. And he loved it. He loved the whole atmosphere. He was.
He was
a cowboy.
That's what I just said. I was going to say. He was a cowboy at heart.
Yeah. He
was a legend to us.
he was a character. He was definitely a character that fit right into Las Vegas in those days. And there was no other place for him as far as he was concerned.
So he was a jeweler back in
He was a
Michigan?
jeweler. Well, he did a lot of things. He worked in a factory, but he did sell jewelry on the side. So I guess he always had that in him. And then when he first came out here, that was the only job he could get while he was getting the divorce. So he worked in the jewelry store.
What jewelry store was that? Does it still
Did it
exist?
have a name?
I never heard it because he went into Stoney's so quickly after
Yeah,
that that.
I don't know.
Okay, so some unknown jeweler, and then
Who knows if he had a store? I mean.
That's a good answer. I don't know. But then he went into the pawn shop, which was Stoney's, and
Stoney's Pawn Shop.
Which
yeah.
Henry Kronberg bought from my grandfather.
Okay.
So that's that connection.
There